Anyway, let's continue on. I don't know if I've left you with. I tell you, within a day, I'll draft.
So you can draft something, and we can go it again.
Good.
All right.
But there is the one thing which I think, in advance of, you know, within a day, just divide up the group, so the organization. So let's say you've got 35. Let's say that in the particular organization that they could possibly contact are 500 staff. I don't know how many. There are 1,000. How many staff?
More than 1,000.
So they divide it up, and you say, well, I can get this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and it seems logical. I'm working in LA Org, so therefore I'm going to go to LA Org staff. I'm not going to approach ASI people. Whereas, you don't want anyway, because obviously they're not the ones that you want to survey. But you want to survey at some level down below in the organization. And that is simply a means of surveying without anyone. In other words, the issue is the source of it, and they can never tell where the issue came from.
You got to go with the PI thing too?
Well, the PI is another. Yeah, I think that something should be done so that they can capitalize on getting stuff into, number one, getting stuff into writing, and number two, possibly unstabilizing the whole PI attorney apparatus. I passed on to Lipkin yesterday to go after Peterson. Go after him with fucking tooth and nails, because Peterson's probably been paid millions of dollars. Oh, listen, let me give you some names. Shit, I don't know if I brought them. Can you guys get amounts of monies to PIs?
Can
you get amounts of monies to Peterson?
That stuff is in the attorney's offices in the legal area. May have access to that.
You don't have anyone who's in legal, per se, or high enough in legal.
Not real high up. I mean, I know, it's like, you know, the area we have to look at.
Well, how about finance records? You know, we're talking about how much was paid to Peterson. Well, Peterson's virtually a sole practitioner, so if $10 million was paid to him, he didn't provide that much service in a year. He's bleeding him. Following me?
Yeah.
So what that means is a lot of people are being paid by him. And then you can say, well, shit, we can isolate that $2 million was paid to Peterson and $8 million was paid to PI. And if $8 million was paid to PI, then you've got the fucking hottest lawsuit imaginable. And check other names. You know, what's his name, Beltranti? This guy down in Florida, Mueller? I got a bunch of names from Mike and me in the car. But in any case, you guys, I assume, know the names of the PIs. Check their goddamn finance records if you have access. This is the sort of stuff which you need in order to put together the, you know, the coup de grace.
Right. So this would be for our suit.
Yes. But not only for your suit, but to give to the various people that are involved so that they can keep an eye on what the fuck is going down. You know, so that Brackett Dennison, who is investigating Ingram, knows. If we can get anything on Ingram, anything on Peterson, anything on finance records, anything on names of other PIs and disbursements to them, or anything on Operation X, you know, whatever that is, what's going down, all vital. I get the idea. Here's the thing. I get the idea from you, from talking to you and talking to Dan. In a sense, like your people have felt fairly confident that over the next couple of years they could, through a process of attrition, take over.
Yeah, and you know, just guys at the top that are fighting, you know, we don't want to fight. We just want to, you know, run the organization peacefully.
Right. But I don't know if that's realistic or not. In other words, I don't know where your people are placed. Maybe they've got some rule that no one gets above this echelon if they're not in, you know, if they haven't come through the CMO ranks. I don't know if you've got people in the CMO. Maybe from one place, you know, that they just get a mind and that's it. The thing's fucked. You've got a fucked mind and they're unbreakable. I don't know. That's for you guys to assess. Sure would fucking like to know, and that's why I'd like to speak to your best legal mind and your best mind. I mean, whoever is, if you're the kingpin and I'm talking to him, then...
No, I'm not on the committee.
Okay. I'd like to speak to someone who knows everything. Otherwise,
I will definitely pass that along.
Good. So you've got it anyway then. Tell me more. Did you have more on anyone else? Doug Hay.
Don't have Doug Hay yet.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, the committee was interested in, you mentioned me a long time ago, you were sort of like the Meisner of the Toronto raid, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, we filed this suit, so like whoever files it, we'd just sort of be like the Meisner here, again. Is that right?
Well, this is a different thing. Mike was pretty adamant last night that, did you get the message from Dan? About Mike's concern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The difference is this. Meisner took off, right?
Yeah.
I took off. Franks took off. Lowell took off. Butch Nelson took off. Mayo took off. Okay? Every one of those people took off. We are all Meisners. You guys are not. Because you have it within your power to stay there. You have it within your power to simply say, we are not moving, and watch what happens if you guys said that. If you guys get pushed around, Mike's recommendation was, do not leave. Stay there. Say we are the organization. And also, if you want to, from here on out, set up a communication line with me so that if I'm not called every 24 hours, then I know to get the feds and get down on the fucking doorstep.
I don't see any problem.
You don't see anything like that?
Not right now. No, not at all.
Well, he sees a great deal of risk. What if they do put a tap on our lines? What if they do know something's going down? But he says, ultimately it's no problem. See, I say, I am more concerned about those guys than I am about my own skin. Because I'm here, in part at least, because I don't give a fuck anymore. You know? But I do kind of... I am pissed off at myself if I do something really dense and get somebody hurt. You know? But I also think, well, fuck. Everyone's made the choice that they've made. Everyone's made the alignment that they've made. Everyone's going ahead to a great degree with their head out of the sand on this thing. And I think that hopefully no one will get hurt. I do see that the organization has accelerated the level of fanaticism with the pledges and with that kind of, that's pretty scary literature. Second, you know, when you get these guys pledged without thought for personal comfort or safety, they're saying, I'm going to go, and I'm taking you with me, Jack. I mean, that was a fanatic document. I gave that to the feds over and I'm giving them the other.
What did they say? They thought it was fanatic too?
Yeah, they thought it was fanatic. But they can't do anything, but they are aware. They are aware. I dropped the name Jonestown, and they say, yeah, we don't want that. They don't say, oh, no, it'll never happen. You know what I mean? In a different form. These guys are too sophisticated to try suicide as a resolution of their problems, I think. But they're not too sophisticated to try and take out some people. Anyway, let's go on.
Do you have anything else for me?
No, I think you got it. The only other thing was I've spoken to Al Lipkin. He wants to meet as soon as possible. You guys... And you know my note from yesterday. That's what Mike said. The next thing is I'm trying to the two notes there. One is a bunch of questions. These are my what do you call it? Shopping list.
Right. These are your questions here for
the
back.
Questions at the back. Yeah.
How much paid to Ingram? By whom? What corps and individuals? When each payment made? How much for all other PIs prior to DM, takeover, and following? the specifics on this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Once again, this is in the attorney's offices and...
Well, maybe they can't get, but maybe they can find out how much you paid to the attorney.
Yeah.
And okay. that's how I analyze it. The money flow is traceable. If they tell me, if they can say, this much was, I'll tell you what. You should find out all payments that went to attorneys. Because I have people who can trace those bank accounts and see where the disbursements went from those accounts. You following me? And whether or not there is the amount of money in the various client trust accounts that there fucking well should be. In other words, are those deposits being made into his client trust account? Because every attorney has to have a client trust account. And then the money has to go into that account. And Peterson did not earn $10 million in fees in the last couple of years. No attorney is worth that. You just don't, nobody makes $10 million a year. It's too much. Or even $1 million a year. You don't make that from a client. Some superstar does, but not a guy who's lost them the Armstrong case and lost them case after case after case and has them driven in deeper than before. What is in his hand there? I don't know if it was a camera or not. Anyway.
All right, so your analysis of, from a philosophical viewpoint of transition after DM
what happened?
Took over.
What happened at that point? What was it like before? What happened then? And the reason for that is the guy has violated policy. He came in and violated policy. And then find what the violations were. Find the basic philosophic differences between what Scientology purported to be and what the reality was. And that's the sort of material which we'll use to put into the goddamn affidavits. And you guys have to insist that there's a differentiation between these activities and the religion of Scientology. No longer can the religion of Scientology hide behind PI activities being protected by the fucking freedom of religion. That's nuts, and that'll destroy your religion. That's what you have to convey. You see, that it's your viewpoint. Just the fact that you file a lawsuit, even without, as Mike explained in our communications, right? He answered those questions pretty well, I think. Even without having that type of information, you can cause a lawsuit, cause yourself to not be driven out of those buildings. You're it. They can't fire you. They can't get rid of you. They can't do it. And because you're saying you're it. And you're saying, I'm it. And the fact is, they're not it. They've got nothing on you. You've got a lot on them. Have you guys ever misspent money like that? Fuck no, you don't have any. You guys are being paid a pauper's wage. Well, those assholes are ripping it off. That's the gist of the whole thing. Policies are in violation of. Just think of anything that you can think of.
Now, yeah, you got this one here. Using our professionals, not outside agencies, see BPL 3574.
Right, okay. Now, for example, PC folders. What does anyone know about PC folders? Are they moved around? Someone, was it you who called me a long time ago about PC folders?
Oh yeah, it was ages ago.
You called me?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, somebody knew something about PC folders. I wish I'd had some time then, because it would have been a very interesting event, whatever you had in mind. Unfortunately, I had to take off to London right away, and I couldn't delay. I wondered whether or not someone was in fact trying to get me to not go to London with the great care of the PC folders. But anyway, you know what I want.
You were going over that one, yeah. Any info on how people come to sign the various agreements? Okay.
Oh. This is an important thing, you know, as Mike said, for example, the undated resignations of these board members. What is the board? Okay, you've got people who are on the board. What do they know about what's going on? They're the board members. They're the secular in charges, right? They say, well, the board, that's not ecclesiastic. So are they trying to say that the PIs are ecclesiastic activities? I don't know.
I think I got the rest.
Hold on. Okay. I think, good. Now tell me about what else you had to tell me about, or should we go?
Why don't we, what time do you got to leave?
I don't have to leave. Well, I'm going to have to call my wife at some point if I'm not able to get back. I don't know how far you're driving or if you have this thing set up or anything about it.
Yeah, we can go see the girl for a little while.
Good.
I want to go do that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Then?
That's it.
That's a good plan.
Okay.
Yeah?
She's at the Sheridan Grand downtown. So we'll just zip on down there.
Do you trust her?
Yeah. I don't think we should get into real heavy stuff with her, you know? Just wants to meet you and just see that, like, you know.
Okay. Do you have a room number for her?
Yeah.
Can you give it to me? Because I'll take my own call.
Yeah. 701.
And where is it?
You just follow me. We're just going to...
It's right downtown on what? 6 in that area?
It's right next to Bonaventure.
Okay.
So we'll just get on the freeway.
I have to take a leak. Where can you go? Probably over there, right?
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
How long have you got to go?
Oh, about an hour or so.
Okay.
So why don't we...
hold on. Let me ask you a couple questions. How much difficulty do the other people have getting out?
This is it. It's like, you know, my senior doesn't know that I do this. You know what I mean? So we've got to, you know...
No, how much trouble does... Like, you live off the base, right?
Yeah.
How much trouble do the other people... The guys I want to talk to.
So they'll need to see her, you know?
They have, you know... Right. So, here's the thing. We can create... You know, they should come up with a cousin who... was in the Marine Corps in San Diego and just got here from Illinois and calls him up and they can get a fucking couple days off. You know, you write up to CSW, big flap, Joe's here, you know, don't worry, he's in ARC about Scientology, however the bullshit, you know, there's CSWs to get off the base and we can arrange it, actually have calls in, this guy tracks him down, you can go, oh, piss, you follow me? And we get off for, you know, a lot of time, we get a couple days off and... Or whatever.
Actually, go over all the strategy.
And go over and work some stuff out and take, you know, and piss off into the mountains for a couple of days. And, you know, rent a cabin somewhere and work it out, or rent a hotel room somewhere. But bring someone. You know, I think it has to happen pretty soon. We're talking about any kind of a realistic.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Good.
So,
but see, I can work that sort of thing. You give me a number, I can call up. I can play whatever role they want. In fact, I won't even be my voice. It'll be someone else. Can track down your guy, and create a flap at reception about where's Joe, and you know, and I want to speak to Joe. And then, oh shit, they finally get Joe to the phone, and the whole story is all substantiated. In other words, it doesn't have to come from him; it comes from everyone else.
Oh, I see.
So you can spring them. They can say, oh, shit, well, you better handle that TCS situation. You know, oh, this is Joe, my cousin, and you know, my aunt is really, you know, she's been slightly antago all these years. Someone who can, you know, someone has got a past that there are people in, or even an old buddy from school. Oh, shit, it's this guy. He talked to my mother and found out that I was out here and called Scientology. He knows I work for Scientology. Fuckers tracked me down. I got to take some time off, otherwise it'll be weird. You know what I mean? Got to handle a screaming PTSA situation.
That'd be good.
That's the kind of thing that I want to work out so we can spend some time together with someone. You know, you guys are, you know, I guess we got to mutually trust each other. That's where it's at these days. You know, it's fucking scary. This whole thing is scary, but at the same time, it's been awfully exciting up to now. And I would like it to go faster. I'll follow you.
Well, so let's meet in the lobby. And we'll go up together.
All right.
Sheridan Grand?
Sheridan Grand.
No, it's called the Sheridan Grand.
Okay. I'll...
You follow me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get on the freeway here.
Yeah.
And get on to the Pasadena Harbor Freeway.
Yeah.
Get off the first exit, and then I'll go there. We'll just go in the parking garage. If we get lost, we'll meet in the lobby.
Okay. I'll follow you.